and Obamacare number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Let's make it. Let's convince ourselves that today is going to be a good day. Let's open up your minds here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio and the continuing focus on the number one item this week, as it turns out, the item that has been discussed more than anything else in the News Talk Radio world on lots of issue-oriented talk radio programs. Yes, the continuing ad hoc review, Kenny. As it were, ad hoc, because there are some people that are, quote-unquote, officially looking at this, and then there are folks like you and me who are just PO'd about all of this. And so if you want to call in and be heard, here's the chime line.
Hey, nice.
I like that, huh? 888-302-3684. I think we ought to call it now. The official Doug Steffen chime line. Day after appearing before the House committee, where she apologized and took full responsibility, full, total responsibility for the screw-up with the healthcare.gov website, Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius has been subpoenaed to turn over more documents and more information. These items are due to concerns over security on the website, the actual rollout of the website. So what I heard yesterday, Kenny, was that, you know, we all, when we're dealing with personal and private information, credit cards, all that stuff, there supposedly are they call them firewalls, right? Protection walls? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that technology experts are all over some of these glitches. The website. It's interesting that Google is helping when they were thrown under the bus this week, it would appear, by the NSA, right? And the Google boys, they have their forgiving sorts, I guess, then, right? Because
it makes you wonder if they were so incensed and outraged that the government was spying on them, but they were one of the first ones to say, we'd like to help.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just good guys. And by the way, this is a company, even though it's one of the largest companies in the world, it's very much... Everything goes to those two guys at the top, right? They're very visible. They make a lot of really important decisions. There's not a lot of spread. It's the guys at the top and then the minions. Maybe there's a few layers in between, but I'm sure this came from the guys at the top.
Sure.
Anyway, so these people are working to try to fix all of this. And what's the review? How are they doing? Is it kind of soon to figure that out, Kenny?
Yeah, it's too soon to tell. Even with the so-called cream of the crop with Google and several other tech companies, it's going to take them weeks, if not the whole month of November, to straighten this whole mess out.
Well, let's see here. I'm reminded that Joe Biden said he and the president are told the healthcare.gov website will be fixed by the end of the month. These are the same guys who said, you don't have to worry, you can keep your health insurance. Right? Same two guys said that? Okay. So are we going to believe them? It's up to you. Whether you do or you don't. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Kenny's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Social media from Twitter at Good Day Show. And what is new? What's the latest from our listeners when it comes to the technology and the glitches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Jason says to put that kind of money into a website, it had to be designed to fail.
Mm-hmm. Designed purposely to fail?
That's what he thinks.
Really?
Huh. I can't imagine that.
I would hope that it isn't. I'm cynical, but I'm not that cynical. Good Lord. Let's hope that's not the case. What else?
Another Dudley says, if I were a Democrat, I would be so embarrassed by all these lies, I would never admit I was a Democrat.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. Just one lie on top of another, on top of another, on top. Kind of reminds me of that TV show Scandal, right? You ever watch that?
I haven't caught it yet. I've got hours on the DVR.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting program. All right, so who else? You got one more that you want to share with us?
Sure. Greg says, I just checked and sticker shock isn't covered by Obamacare. It must be a post-existing condition.
That's a good one. Here's host Dave Bose, and he's joined by Michael Medved here, talking about the president promising that if you had health insurance and you liked it, you could keep it, but not so fast.
Sebelius again expressing her lack of concern for the millions of Americans who are promised they'd be able to keep their plan and will be unable to keep their plan. They're also ignoring the fact that a lot of employers will be shifting people away from the employer plan, which is, has already been announced in the town.
And that's the basis of her saying 95% of Americans will be in a continuous
right.
plan. I mean, first of all, I think, isn't it, don't we say fewer than 95% of Americans are insured at all? So how could it possibly be that 95% will be in a continuous plan, given the fact that some of the people who are insured will not be in continuous plans and know that because they've already received their cancellation notices?
Yeah, it's an odd thing to suddenly say, well, when it comes to the small minority of people, we're just not going to, no, that's why we don't have to care about this. It's like, well, wait a second here. That hasn't applied in any other aspect of law. Now it's suddenly applying here.
This is one of those rare times where I think the Republicans are actually handling this very well. They're doing two things that the mainstream media probably won't acknowledge are very smart. Is, in other words, one of the things that persuaders will often tell you, I mean people who are media consultants, things like that, is you're always better off when you give personal stories and personal examples than statistics.
Right.
And that's what they're doing here at these hearings. They're saying, I have a constituent, Adrian, I have this, and giving these examples, and Sebelius comes back and says 95% of people will be able to keep their own plans. It just doesn't sound credible, especially when held up against these personal examples. The other thing they're doing that's smart is that on this committee is heavily stacked with Republican conservative physicians. Dr. Tom Price of Georgia, Dr. Phil Gingrey of Georgia, Dr. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
It's so odd to have so many educated Republicans there, since Republicans are at war with science and education itself. So it's so strange.
So is it, but wait a minute. Is he saying it's unusual to have educated Republicans? We'll stop the sentence right there. All right, so we're working this over and around the latest here. We'll have Bill Handel, a host in Los Angeles, talking about his observations of Secretary Sebelius when we continue here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
Let's get it started.
that?
I sell shoes online. So if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get
it started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement that is directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
It's 17 and a half the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. You think you're confused by the health care bill? It's really kind of, as you look at what's going on with members of Congress who are governing themselves under the president's signature law, which means that they have great leeway in how to apply the health care bill to their own staff. Whether you think that's fair or not, that's part of the reality here. Here's host Dan Carroll talking to insurance analyst Mark Hatcher about the ongoing problems with the rollout and the site itself.
We will always be talking about health care because there will always be problems with it. There will always be, you know, once the government tries to get its hands and tries to create this massive law and this massive new bureaucracy and a massive new gargantuan entitlement, there's always going to be problems, always going to be issues, and you're going to be talking about it all the time.
Completely right. But who ever thought we'd be sitting here almost a month in and we're not talking about, we've got so many people that have enrolled, you know, the system seems to be working out of the box. No, we're talking about a flawed system where people can't even get on to even start the enrollment process. I mean, the insurance companies are so upset because they are nowhere close to the number of enrollees that they expected to have by this date today. And so, you know, from the start, it has just been a mess, and there's really no light at the end of the tunnel that this thing is going to get resolved where people can easily sign up for their health care that starts January 1.
Well, this is, and just the rollout itself is a story that keeps sprouting these new tangents to talk about, and the one you just mentioned is that the insurance companies are upset because people aren't signing up for their plans under the health care exchange. What they're signing up for is Medicaid. People are looking at this, and then the people that have been able to get to the part to where you can actually see what the prices are going to be for what you're signing up for are turning to Medicaid because that doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. And those are the, you know, that's a big bulk of the people that are coming to sign up.
And right, that really throws a monkey wrench into the way this whole thing. Firstly, I think we all know it's unsustainable to begin with. But the model they have for this to work is that they need all these young people coming in, putting money into the system in order to float the subsidies and all the other health insurance plans for everybody else.
Yeah, you can't open up a system to no more pre-existing conditions, guaranteed issue, where anybody and everybody can come get insurance now. And so you're going to have a flood of people coming in January 1 that haven't been able to get coverage because it's not provided through their employer, and they've been denied because of their health conditions. And you hit it right on. If the young people and healthy people, they don't even have to be young, they do, but they need to be healthy too, that aren't going to use the insurance, need to be paying in by participating to offset what's going to be coming in January 1. And you're right, it's not going to be sustainable.
Ah, my heavens. 888-302-3684. There are a lot of people who are talking about Red Hat and the Oracle Corporation, who are working with Google, who have signed on to work. There are a dozen other companies, apparently, as well, trying to involve themselves in the technological surge of fixing the healthcare website. 21 after the hour.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Carrie with a song actually written by Joe Biden and Barack Obama called We Belong Together. This is a big song during this week in 2005 when they were both thinking about running together. You knew that, right? That Mariah Carey just took this song from Joe and Barry. You knew that, Kenny? Right.
Yeah.
They do. They belong together. One guy says jump and the other one says how high. Who is it that says jump, though? I guess it's the question you have to figure out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our discussion of the issues of the day, what's in the news, and what does it all mean to you, and what do you think? 888-302-3684. Here's a highly regarded host named Bill Handel, who takes aim at Secretary Sebelius and her appearance before Congress this week, while the website that we're all concerned about was actually not working again.
Kathleen Sebelius went before Congress, before the Health and Human Services, which committee was it? The House Energy and Commerce Committee, that was it. And she was going to, of course, talk about Obamacare and the rollout specifically. Now, normally, you would expect her to say, like the previous testimony the day before, that it really isn't as bad as it's being painted to be. We have some technical problems. Unfortunately for Sebelius, the site was down. It had crashed before she started testifying, and 35 minutes into her testimony, it was still down. That's a problem. And this is, incidentally, spot checks verified that all over the country, the site was down, and which probably means that the entire federal site was down at the time, and the Obama administration was warned. Here's the problem that we're finding out. The Obama administration was warned a month in advance that the site was not ready to launch. And instead of taking the political hit in saying, guys, we're not ready yet. I know we said October 1st, but it's just not ready. And then getting yelled at for all kinds of incompetence, and you knew for 2.5 years, the president could have said, and this is not so much hindsight either. because he should have. This isn't one of those, oh, it's easy to say that now. Oh, no, it was easy to say that then, too. Could have said, you know what, it's more important that we get this right than we're on time based on the announcement that we made. It's just that simple. You don't like it? Too bad. But no, we're going to roll it out. And the disaster hit. Here's Representative Michelle Blackburn, who you're probably going to guess is a Republican.
Let's put the screenshot up. I want to go to the cost of the website and talk about the website. This is what is happening right now with this website. We've had somebody in the back trying to sign on. It is down. It is not working. Last week I asked for the cost from each of the contractors that were with us last week. So can you give me a ballpark of what you have spent on this website that does not work, that individuals cannot get to? What is your cost estimate?
So far, Congresswoman, we have spent about $118 million on the website itself, and about $56 million has been expended on other IT to support the web.
Now, the Republicans were successful in keeping the media quiet and not actually releasing the video of them rubbing their hands in glee just before entering the hearing room.
All right, so we'll take some calls on this. Few more facts coming up as well on the Affordable Health Care Act.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Just in time for Halloween, National Geographic Kids is releasing That's Creepy, spine-tingling facts that will test your creep-out factor. We caught up with Becky Gaines from National Geographic to fill us in.
There was a story in the book that really, really creeped me out called The Toy of Terror, and it was about this guy who grew up in Key West, Florida, in the early 1900s, and he was given a doll by his family maid. And the story goes that the maid didn't actually really get along with the parents that well. She didn't really like them. So what she did is she put a voodoo curse on this doll and gave it to the kid. The doll's name was Robert. And the parents after that started experiencing all sorts of weird things in their house. They'd hear their son Gene in his room talking with someone who had an obviously a different voice, so it wasn't Gene talking to himself, and they'd go in and it would just be him sitting there with his doll. He grew up to inherit that house from his parents, and he kept the doll that whole time. So it's this really spooky story, and they still have the doll on display in a museum in Key West, Florida. And apparently anyone who tries to take a picture of the doll without the doll's permission, without Robert's permission, their camera breaks. So it's stuff like that that's just really surprising and scary.
That's Becky Gaines from National Geographic Kids on their new book, That's Creepy. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DougStefan.com. When it comes to numbers, there were some estimates, Kenny, that there would be 40 million or so out last night on Halloween. So we're wondering, from your perspective, there are three and a half million people that listen to this program at any time during the week, 250,000 at any one moment in time. So maybe we'll get a pretty good hit on this one. If you go to DougStefan.com and answer the question, how many trick-or-treaters came to your house last night? That'd be kind of fun and cool. Let's see. A, more than I can count. B, a few dozen. C, 20, 10 or 20. D, just a few. E, none. That's my answer, because I'm so far off the road on the farm, nobody comes down here. F, I don't know, I wasn't home. Or F, I don't know, I was out drunk, like a lot of unfortunate teenagers who have a little too much permission. Maybe that's how it is, right? A little too much permission to be on one's own. At any rate, the poll that we faced as we went into this Friday, the 1st of November, what time does trick-or-treating start in your neighborhood? Let's see how that worked. 31% didn't know. 28% said between 6 and 7 p.m. 25% said around sunset. Let's see here. 8% said after dinner. 5% said between 7 and 8, and 3% said as soon as the children get home from school. I don't know how many people I talked to yesterday afternoon who were leaving. I was on the phone, four or five men who I know work in Boston, and I was calling. It was 4:30. They were on their way home already, as they had younger children. They were ready to take them out and have their fun. So there you go. That's how it worked out, and that's how it shook out. So whether the trick-or-treating focuses on the new health care law is part of what we're scrutinizing here, it is sort of trick-or-treat, mostly a trick, according to many of you. 888-302-3684. Let's listen to John in Pennsylvania, who says the states that are having problems with this site should have fixed the whole thing. Everybody should have waited until it got fixed, right? Or was ready for prime time.
Delay it with the intention of keeping it. have the states that are working well, like California and a few others, keep going just as they're going. Have the states that are having problems, or the Fed website that are having problems, fix it. Delay it for 3 months, 6 months, something like that. It's not a big deal. The inner workings will keep on going.
Thought it was pretty interesting, Kenny, that the friendly-looking young woman whose face was splashed across healthcare.gov, you wonder, is it a stock photo, or was this somebody who actually was happy with the healthcare website? As it turns out, it is the latter. A lady is from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Her name is Deborah Leilasus. I guess that would be Leilasus. She was contacted by the Department of Health and Human Services and asked to appear in a video describing her experience, and also the photo that becomes the face. She said, "I did it to set an example for my children. I think it's important to show them that you shouldn't hide from being honest and being sincere and talking about something that you believe in. Although family members have said to me, you don't need this, don't do this, because you're going to get hurt," she said, "I felt like it was important." However, some of the people who don't like this healthcare rollout have said things like the White House should focus more on fixing their flawed system and less time trying to prove that it isn't broken. Speaking for the Republican National Committee, said that. You can expect that. I'm kind of tired of the politics of this, Kenny. If you got a beef about it, don't make it political. It's difficult enough. We've spent a lot of money. We as taxpayers spent a lot of money on this. So at this point, let's get together. There is a need for some of the provisions that are there, it would seem. Many of us don't like how they're being paid for, all of that sort of thing. But this is petty. This kind of crap is really just plain petty. There are a lot of people who have been happy with this, and a lot of people who have been unhappy with it. And so on the merits of the situation, the reality is that they did a lousy job. But they do a lousy, they're just lousy at running the government. They're terrible at running the government. But that doesn't mean that there ought not to be sort of us all, if you think about the money that's been spent on this, it's your money, it's everybody's money. So why not want to make it as productive, the use of the money as productive as possible? Don in Maryland says that the Health Care Act wouldn't have been necessary if insurance companies served their customers.
With all the resistance to the Affordable Care Act, it makes sense to me, like from the Congress's perspective and probably from the business from certain sectors of the business community, et cetera. For all the resistance, it makes sense to me that there was going to be some problems in some states, both with the administration of the program as well as, technical issues. But I definitely think they needed to fix it. And I would just say that for me, I thought it was kind of unnecessary that we had to pass the Affordable Care Act with these individual mandates that a lot of Republicans say they don't like, and a lot of Democrats say they don't like, even though that's a Heritage Foundation concept from the 80s and the 90s. But why we had to go through that just to get simple things like an end to rescission, or the end to lifetime caps, or the end to pre-existing conditions. Insurance is designed so that, people have things to take care of them in really drastic situations. I just wish that that product would serve its customers.
That's a good call, sir. Thank you. 888-302-3684. So the Republicans and the Democrats, that's something. I mean, it's predictable. It would be the way that it is over the health care law. President facing broad and mounting Democratic Party concerns, that the start of the program, this insurance program, will cut into the political benefit the party received from the shutdown. That is, again, all about politics. It's all Republicans bad, Democrats good, Democrats bad, Republicans good. So they're not really thinking, Kenny, about how to run the government. They're worried about their own political ass.
Right.
And, or arse. And so they all thought they were so smart and smug. Well, look at this. The Republicans are all being blamed for the shutdown. Okay, so the Democrats are being blamed for the health care problem, as well they should. The Republicans should have been blamed for the shutdown because the approach they took was stupid. And now, the way the government has run the launching of this health care website and the program itself is also stupid. They don't know how to manage. And this really sort of underscores how we used to have people with common sense, and now it's all a bunch of lawyers and people who are opining for themselves and rich people who don't have a clue in many circumstances about what reality is for the average person. So, the Democrats emerging from the government shutdown thinking they were going to enhance their political fortunes. Not so fast, guys. People are anxious in the party, says Richard Durbin. Dick Durbin is the senator from Illinois, number two Democrat, as a matter of fact, in the Senate. I don't think there's anybody who's confident. Said Senator Jeff Merkley, who is an Oregon Democrat, up for re-election next year. He's worried because there's some mounting. If you're in Oregon, listening to what we have, two or three stations, I think, on in this hour there, what do you think about his chances? Is he going to have a problem? Senator Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, he supposedly is from a state that was a model for the Affordable Care Act. Man, that thing isn't doing him any good. Here's Linda in Pennsylvania on a letter she got from her doctor.
I'm one of the people that are being hurt by it. I received a letter now from my doctor's office that they're not going to be accepting my insurance anymore, and I'm on Medicare. So, yes, this thing is hurting people, and people need to realize that, because I think some people don't truly understand it. I know a lot of people where I live at are not hot. I don't mean this with all due respect, but we're not all college graduates. Both sides don't really know exactly what they're doing with it, my own personal opinion. But somebody really needs to fix it, because, like I said, I'm being affected.
You know, I think she makes probably the best comment. It doesn't make any difference which side. They both would have screwed it up, and they would have. They screw up everything. So I think it doesn't make any difference. This is a good reason to focus on just throwing everybody out. Third party time, maybe more. That idea may be more enhancing as we get closer to the situation next year. That'll all start shaping up after the first of the year. 888-302-3684. Let's let Richard in Virginia finish this off.
The bureaucracy is going to increase at least three or four folds to maintain this whole law. The exchange program is going to only burden the physicians and the providers, because government bureaucracy works in such a way that payment will be practically impossible or will be delayed for at least 2 years. So I believe strongly that the Republicans are doing the right thing. It's always easy to say things that the people will be happy to receive. Anytime you say, we are going to provide this for you, we are going to provide that for you, people are always there happy to say, okay, I will receive this. It's going to be free. It's going to be less costly. But remember, how are you going to provide this, and where is the finances? The deficit is only going to get worse.
All right. So what I'm looking at, Kenny, are numbers, enrollment, very small in the first few days. A lot of people looking, but apparently there were 240, I think the number is 248 Americans actually signed up, according to the numbers, in the first couple of days of operation. So that's they're the ones who made it through all of the gaps and the messes in order to actually get signed up. Those are the numbers. What's the old expression? Liars, but numbers don't lie, but liars. What's that expression? Numbers don't lie, but liars. Figures. Thank you, Michael. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Yeah, thank you. 15 before the hour. Up next, the Halloween obesity letter. Wait till you get a load of this.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. You may have heard some talk about a woman in Fargo, North Dakota, who is giving out notes to overweight children, telling their parents they need to do a better job taking care of their children. Here's Taco's John Caldera on that.
And there's a woman up in Fargo, North Dakota, who cares? And I want to thank this woman. She cares about Halloween, and therefore she's decided to be selective about who gets a treat. She'll give out treats, but if your kid is overweight, instead of a treat, you'll get this note. That's right, a fat letter. This woman is going to give fat kids a note to their parents. Let me read the note to you. So your kid comes home, there's all the candy, and this note. Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I'm disappointed in the village of Fargo. That's interesting. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as an adult and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits.
No. Food for thought, yes? Pardon the pun. A lot of people are going to be talking about that, I'm betting, today and over the weekend. Up next, a return to the spying scandal in the focus on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Listen. 53 past the hour now, Doug and Ken. We deserve all the help we can get because we're doing a good job, if I do say so myself, and reviewing what's going on in the world and trying to get you into it from various grooves. The NSA now in our spotlight, you know, they said our data wasn't being collected, found out it was. They said they weren't collecting content, found out that they are. For the third time now in just, what, a couple of weeks, Kenny, we have learned about yet another NSA spying program. First, we heard about the agency tapping the phones of world leaders, and then we learned about them collecting data on Europeans, and now we find out the NSA has broken into the main communication links of Yahoo and Google. The documents released by Edward Snowden show that the NSA has infiltrated communication hubs, positioned themselves to collect data on millions of users. And this isn't just the metadata that we were previously told. This is real content. The documents show the so-called field collections are coming and being sent into NSA headquarters so that they can figure out or try to figure out what it is that's being said or being exchanged in this data. Wow. What an outrage. What a disgrace. Here's host Matt Murphy talking to Colonel Oliver North. Haven't heard from Ollie for a while. About Edward Snowden.
You well know, and most of us understand, that America must put militarily our interests first. And we oftentimes want to make sure that we're monitoring circumstances around the world just to make sure we have a sense of what's going on in other parts of the globe. I'm talking about the NSA, the current scandals. My takeaway was from the recent revelations that we were listening in on some conversations with some foreign leaders was, you know what? While I expect that my country will do this sort of thing from time to time, I also expect that my country will not get caught doing this sort of thing. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, there have been defectors from NSA before. Back in the 1960s, we went through this with two NSA defectors who went to the Soviet Union, decamped in Moscow and decided that they would try to do the kinds of things Mr. Snowden has been much more effective at doing. Both of them were lower-level mathematicians. They defected from Japan initially. Interestingly enough, a lot of them get wrapped up in Mandarin language expertise and the Samurai Code and Bushido, and then they decide to flip. That's exactly what happened to the first two back in the 60s. And apparently, if you can believe what Snowden has put out through The Guardian and other newspapers, that's where he came from in his head. One, that's happened before. Number two, it's been disastrous because what happens is the Russians are very good at wringing out what they need to know about how to penetrate our systems, how to protect their own. And they use that. They'll wring that out of Snowden just like they did the others. And at that point, Snowden ought to be very, very concerned. He ought to be afraid, quite frankly, very afraid. Because once the Russians have found out all he knows technically, they will then probe him every possible way to learn who else at NSA is vulnerable to being recruited by the Russians.
Ah, that's an interesting reality. All in North on what happens after the Russians get everything they need out of Snowden. Interesting, Snowden may be asked to come to Germany to testify in an NSA inquiry there and given free passage. That ought to be interesting. Meanwhile, host John Phillips talks to ABC terrorism analyst Brad Garrett about allegations that include the NSA is spying on the Pope.
So we've been tapping lines in the Vatican, have we?
Well, that's what's alleged. I don't know. Is it that straightforward? Maybe it is. Do the Italians have a hand in helping us if we're doing that? Maybe.
And what would be the benefit of tapping the line of the Pope or of cardinals or of people within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church?
Because they sway with world leaders and other people around the country. I'm not suggesting that we should be doing that, but I think that if we are, that would be the motivation. I mean, the Catholic Church, particularly the Pope, is a very powerful body. And their movement, influence, and conversations with world leaders, I suspect we and others would like to know.
How about them apples? Oh, good God. This goes on and on and on and on and on. It's funny, it's interesting, it's amusing, it brings you into the best and worst of humanity. It's kind of like the healthcare thing, Kenny. It's the best and worst of everything and everybody. Maybe it's just like the drama of life as we have our lives unfold, right? You get really good things going on in your life, and you got some things going on in your life that maybe aren't so hot.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.